For Thursday, August 13th, this is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, hello, saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion. You're with Pastor Patrick, and it is good that we are together to be encouraged and challenged by the written word of God. We get reminded in these times that Jesus is on the throne. God is sovereign over all of his creation. And when we see the darkness creeping in and creeping up in the world around us, we can be reminded and we can rest assured that he is in charge. Let's grab our Bibles. Let's open to the first letter of Paul to the Thessalonians. And we're going to go right through to the end of chapter 5, down to verse 12. And I'm going to read that last section of this letter that Paul wrote. It is entitled Final Instructions and Benediction. Follow along as I read. This is what the Word of God teaches. We ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. And we urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with them all. See that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, Quench Not the Spirit. And this is what he wrote. The voice of the Spirit is as gentle as a zephyr, so gentle that unless you are living in perfect communion with God, you never hear it. The checks of the Spirit come in the most extraordinarily gentle ways, and if you are not sensitive enough to detect his voice, you will quench it, and your personal spiritual life will be impaired. His checks always come as a still small voice, so small that no one but the saint notices them. Beware if in personal testimony you have to hark back and say, once so many years ago, I was saved. If you are walking in the light, there is no harking back. The past is transfused into the present wonder of communion with God. If you get out of the light, you become a sentimental Christian and live on memories. Your testimony has a hard metallic note. Beware of trying to patch up a present refusal to walk in the light by recalling past experiences when you did walk in the light. Whenever the Spirit checks, call a halt and get the thing right, or you will go on grieving him without even knowing it. Suppose God has brought you up to a crisis and you nearly go through, but not quite. He will engineer the crisis again, but it will not be so keen as it was before. There will be less discernment of God and more humiliation at not having obeyed. And if you go on grieving the Spirit, there will come a time when that crisis cannot be repeated. You have grieved him away. But if you go through the crisis, there will be the psalm of praise to God. Never sympathize with the thing that is stabbing God all the time. God has to hurt the thing that must go. Thank you for joining today's devotion. I trust that you've been both challenged and encouraged. Join me again tomorrow as we look at the writing in Hebrews, specifically chapter 12 and verse 5. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.